and you're going to give me a number. It's always 9 or 10. I get it to a 10, and I say, would you rather get started slow, or would you rather get started fast? And every time they'll say fast, simply because you led them to the place where nothing would stop them. Did you not ask that question? What would stop you? They get to nothing. You bring them to nothing will stop me. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? 10. Great. Would you rather start living that dream now, or would you rather start living it later? And they always say, right now. And you say, great, here's what I'd like for you to do. Now, here is like the pivot point. You ready? This is going to make you wealthy, or you're going to miss one more little boat. If you attempt to close them on a CEO pack on the spot, I will advise you not to do it. I'll advise you not to do it. One more step. I'd like to take just a minute, and I'd like to get you on the phone with somebody that I hold in extremely high regard. Very high regard. And I'd like for you to hear their story. I'd like for you to know who they are as a person, because the impact they have had on my life is very consequential. If it weren't for this person, I would not have the same outcome in my life had they not been in my life. That's the value I have for this person. And you want to get a third-party endorsement that has a vested interest in your success on the phone or in person. Because here's what I'll do. I'll walk up to Andre Vaughn, for example, and I'll walk right over to him. I'll say, hey, Andre, this could be at a meeting. It could be in a coffee shop, wherever. You meet with a third-party expert, and I'll say, here's the person that I've learned so much for that's been a great mentor and example to me. And I will make that connection, and then I walk away. I walk away. Now, why would I do that? Because what he can say about me is way more powerful than if I was standing next to him. So when I walk away, I get edified. He's talking about me in the highest regard possible. It's kind of funny when someone's doing that. Like I just noticed he was saying nice things about me and I was kind of slinking away. It's a little bit uncomfortable. So when someone's doing that, trust them. Trust them. Now you know the secret. Trust them. We're family. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not cheat. We're honest, hardworking people. We have everybody's back. And if you're in this room today, you have a moral, ethical, fiducial responsibility to someone when they come up and say to you, hey, I'd like for you to meet my good friend. And I say, hey, good friend, my name's Scott. Are you seriously a friend of Barb Pitcock's? I mean, you're really a friend of hers? Wow, that's code for she's going to take exit stage left. Because when she walks away, she knows that I've got her back. And you should know that everybody in this room has your back. Here's all you do. You talk highly about that person. You say, unbelievable. You're working with Barb Pitcock. Do you have any idea who that woman is? I mean, do you really know who she is? Well, I think so. Well, let me make sure you do. Let me make sure you really know who Barb Pitcock is. And I will edify her for 2 to 3 minutes. The best that I can without getting cheesy or going too far overboard, I'm going to highlight 2 or 3 or 4 powerful things about that person. And even if I don't know you any well, like, what's your name, sir? Right there. Yours. Darwin. So if Darwin, I'm just meeting him right now. If he came up to me and did this out of nowhere, I would say things like, you know what? What I know about Darwin is he is a very hardworking, focused person. He is dedicating his life right now to doing the very best that he can for his family. He's getting unbelievable education. His mindset right now is off the chart. And I know for a fact that if you are connected to Darwin, you must be in good hands, because I don't know very many people that would take time out of their life to hang around the people that he's hanging around. And I just happen to know that birds of a feather flock together. And so if you're hanging out with him, you are in good company. Now, how would you feel if you had just heard that about Darwin? Pretty good, right? That's the kind of thing you can say about people if you don't know them very well. Figure out a few things to do. Are we out of time?
Yeah.
We are out of time. Okay, in closing. Sorry, guys. Thank you. Hold on. Before we go. This is an unbelievable weekend. So listen very carefully. Do not miss anything in the rest of this weekend. Do not miss anything in the rest of this weekend. You've spent a lot of money to be here. You've spent a lot of time to be here. And we talked about how valuable your time is. I've heard people saying, oh, you know what? We're going to skip this session or we're going to skip that session because we don't get to the beach very often and it's just an hour down the road. I've heard people talking about the fact that they're here in California. They've got to go do certain things while they're here. Mistake. Mm-hmm. Mistake. Do today what other people will not do, so you can do tomorrow what other people cannot do. Fair enough? Okay, now, one last thing besides that. So we got a little bit of a break here. I think the general session starts at 7 p.m. Okay, at 7 p.m. At the back door, if you are interested in going to a boot camp in July, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, this boot camp is going to be held by several chairmen inside of Youngevity. You do not have to go. If you'd like to attend, there will be a registration form at the back table, and you're welcome to go. If you don't want to go, it's totally fine. The cost on that is $199. If you turn in your registration form before the weekend ends, the cost is $169, so there's a pretty significant discount. So we're just making opportunities available as we can. If you think something like that would be valuable, if you liked the way this went right now, this is just a fraction and a taste of what things will look like in Colorado in July. So just know that. There'll be registration forms in the back. Is Barb back there? Only 60 people can attend because all the seats are sold out, so you'll need to meet over here. Otherwise, have a great dinner, guys, and thanks for everybody coming out this evening.
Give it up for Scott Bardulis!
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.